USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional Democrats are dwelling on the Mueller report. Republicans are trying to move on. According to House Democrats, more subpoenas are coming. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says one Senate committee wants to hear from Donald Trump Jr. again about the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting with former Trump attorney Michael Cohen.
They're requesting him back based upon something that Cohen has said when he is in jail for lying to Congress, but Cohen was talking about a meeting he wasn't even at.
Former Defense Secretary Robert Yates says the U.S. must do more to punish Russia for interfering in the last presidential election.
I think we have not reacted nearly strongly enough to Putin and to Russia for their blatant interference in 2016.
Yates and McCarthy on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles, you can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Dozens of states are taking generic drug makers to court. Connecticut Attorney General William Tung.
It's an industry-wide conspiracy, and I think it answers one of the biggest questions all of us are asking, which is, why are prescription drugs so expensive? And I think we know why now, because the prices of generic drugs are fixed, and there's a widespread conspiracy to rig the market.
He spoke on CBS's 60 Minutes. No new negotiations have been scheduled after trade talks with China broke down last week. Republican Lindsey Graham on Fox News Sunday.
I want to deal with China, but when you put tariffs on Chinese products, it's more expensive. We'll pay more here, but the supply chain will move from China. Yarn to make textile goods. By putting a tariff on Chinese yarn, it makes Malaysia and the Philippines and other countries a better supply chain for America. So eventually, China is going to get hurt more than us.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The Venezuelan opposition leader is taking things up a notch, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Juan Guaido saying he's instructed his political envoy in Washington to immediately open relations with the U.S. military in a bid to bring more pressure on President Nicolas Maduro to resign. The remarks coming at the end of a Saturday rally, marking one of Guaido's strongest public pleas yet for greater U.S. involvement in the country's fast escalating crisis. While Guaido has repeatedly echoed comments from the Trump administration that, quote, all options are on the table for removing Maduro, few in the U.S. or the Venezuelan opposition view military action as likely, nor has the White House indicated it's seriously considering any such move. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has issued a recall notice for a brand of marine coolers due to concerns of entrapment and suffocation. John Clemens has more.
The coolers are made by Igloo and feature a stainless steel latch that can automatically lock when the lid is closed that could allow a small child to become trapped, posing a hazard that could lead to suffocation. An estimated 60,000 of these coolers are manufactured by Igloo Products of Katy, Texas for boats and marine environments and were sold from 2015 through March of this year. Consumers should put these coolers out of the reach of children and contact the manufacturer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.